There are no limits on protein take. However, high protein consumption can alter the gut microbiota and its metabolites, which contributes to an increase in putrefactic compounds, biogenic amines, and ammonia nitrogen. These metabolites contribute to fecal odor and consistency.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Blending passion for customer success with love for pet nutrition, Trow Nutrition. Chemin Pet Food and Rendering is dedicated to supporting longer, fuller pet lives. Biorigin, your partner in yeast ingredients for palatability, immunity, and nutrition. Trusted ingredients, proven performance. Rengen Pet Nutrition, we partner with a purpose.
Hello, and welcome to the Pet Food Science Podcast brought to you by Wisenetics. I am Jan Sogodolski and dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in the pet food science industry. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead with today's episodes. And today I'm very honored to welcome Dr. Mariana Pamplona Perini from Brazil. She's an animal scientist from the University of São Paulo. She holds a master's and doctorate degree in dog and cat nutrition from the University of São Paulo. She owns a private nutrition company that specializes in cats, on cat nutrition in Brazil. She's also a professor of undergraduate and graduate courses, as well as a speaker at various academic events. She holds an MBA in marketing and also pet market from the University of São Paulo. And she also works and consults for some dog and cat food companies. Welcome, Mariana.
Thank you.
And today we're going to speak kind of about cat nutrition. We're going to focus on cats and the protein intake, so protein in nutrition in cats, and also talk a little bit afterwards how we can model nutrition in cats with urolithiasis. So excited to have you here. My first question is about, obviously, we see a lot of, discussions about the protein intake in cats. So is there a limit to protein intake for cats?
It's a very important question. So no, there are no limits on protein take. However, high protein consumption can alter the gut microbiota and its metabolites, which contributes to an increase in putrefactic compounds, biogenic amines, and ammonia nitrogen. These metabolites contribute to fecal odor and consistency. The Association of American Feed Control Officials recommends a minimum of 26% crude protein on a dry matter basis for adult cat maintenance and 13% for growth and reproduction. There is no biological need to provide excessive protein, especially since their natural prey contains about 50% protein. Commercially, a viable cat food typically contains between 28% and 55% protein.
So it's very close. So you said the natural prey contains about 50% protein. So is the protein intake in dry or wet cat food the same as in prey? So you said it's very similar. But what is the difference between dry versus wet cat food?
So prey contains different amounts of protein than dry food, but similar amounts to wet food. However, this does not mean that wet food is better than dry food because of its protein content. If we stop to think about it, with the evolution of species, nutrition, and veterinary medicine, cats have tripled their life expectancy. For this reason, we must respect the physiology of mother cats and not make direct comparison with their ancestors. That matters in cat diet is balanced and the provision of all nutrients, not just protein.
So it's all about the balance.
Yes.
Tired of navigating the pet food industry alone? The Pet Food Inner Circle brings together the brightest minds in pet nutrition, where seasoned professionals share real insights and tackle the challenges that matter most. When you need answers, industry leaders are just a conversation away. Ready to join the circle? Visit petfoodinnercircle.com and connect with your peers today.
I have a specific question about tryptophan, because it's a lot of discussions about the use of tryptophan and its impact on cats. So does tryptophan help calm cats?
Yes, but with some caveats. L-tryptophan is an essential amino acid that serves as biochemical precursor to serotonin, a key neurotransmitter in the brain associated with mood regulation and relaxation. In cats, tryptophan does not induce sleep because this species is polyphasic. So, studies have shown that it increases serotonin levels and alters the gut microbiota, in addition to inhibiting gastric and pitting. Dosage is dependent on the individual case and weight. However, cats with chronic enteropathic and intestinal lymphoma have low tryptophan concentrations, which may contribute to their unhappiness. Despite its benefits for cats, this nutrient is bitter, can lead to food refusal. Therefore, it is essential to consult a nutritionist for a safe home recommendation.
When you look in the future, what do you see in the future of protein balance, specifically for cat nutrition?
Yes, so studies have compared the balance between protein, fat, and carbohydrates in order to reduce metabolic energy expenditure and protein deficiency. These studies have shown that this balance conserves protein therapy, thereby preventing a lack of protein turnover and protein synthesis. Providing a high protein diet with few complex carbohydrates can increase protein oxidation and lead to insulin resistance, which may result in diabetics. Therefore, protein is important for cats, but balancing with carbohydrates is essential for longevity and health.
What do you think a good balance would be, protein and carbohydrates, percentage-wise?
These studies have shown that high protein and reduces carbohydrate can provide a disbalance
in the protein.
Yes, because this protein in this diet with high protein and low carbohydrate, this protein is only used for producing glucose. So this low carbohydrate don't help this protein concentration for pulped this protein, because this high protein is only used for produce glucose, not synthesis of protein or turnover protein.
Okay, let's switch a little bit the topic and let's focus on nutrition in cats and with eulatiasis. So we know that P pH is important. So how can we modulate the urinary pH with diet?
Diet is primary determinant of urinary pH in cats. As obligate carnivores, cats naturally produce singly acid urine when consuming a meat-based diet. So, the specific ingredients and minerals balanced in commercial cat foods can supplement it with acidifying agents lower the urinary pH. An acid environment is essential for preventing and dissolving struvite crystals, which thrive in alkaline conditions. Conversely, diets with high plant-based content or certain minerals balance can lead to more alkaline urine. While this may prevent some types of stones, essentially alkaline urine promotes struvite formation. While acidification helps manage struvite, can increase the risk of calcium oxalate stones, as it promotes the excretion of calcium into the urine. Therefore, modern therapeutic diets aim for target pH range to balance the risks of both stones types.
So diet is important, and obviously also water intake. So how do water intake and the type of the diet, so dry versus wet foods, affect the risk of urinary stones forming in cats?
Hydration is perhaps the most critical factors in preventing all types of urinary stones. So the concentration of minerals in the urine directly determines the likelihood of crystals and stones formation. Wet food significantly increases total water intake, so leading to more diluation, more diluted urine, which reduces the relative supersaturation of minerals, making it much harder for stones to form. Therefore, feeding your cat wet food every day is beneficial. So dry foods are designed to encourage thirst and water intake. They contain significantly more sodium. But this amount is sufficient to meet your cat's daily needs and encourage water intake. So the important thing is to keep your cat hydrated, whether through food or by providing access to water bowl.
We're going to start. So which nutrients or minerals should be controlled in a diet of cats with struvite and calcium oxalates, urolithiasis?
For struvite, magnesium, phosphorus, and protein are more important. These minerals are the primary compounds of struvite. Diets must have restricted levels of both to limit their availability in the urine. Protein science ammonia is a byproduct of protein metabolism. Moderate protein control can also help, though it must remain high enough to meet a cat's biological needs. In calcium oxalate, sodium, and vitamin B6 mixes are most important. Calcium should not be severely restricted, as low dietary calcium can actually increase oxalate absorption in the gut. So it must be carefully balanced. In general, foods high in oxalates, often plant-based ingredients, so should be avoided. Some therapeutic diets slightly increasing sodium to encourage drinking, which diluted the urine and reduces the concentration of calcium and oxalate. And deficiency in B6 can increase oxalate production, so adequate levels are essential.
So that means everything needs to be very balanced. So how can a therapeutic diet help dissolve urinary stones and prevent that reoccurrence in cats?
So therapy urinary diets are formulated as medical tools rather than just nutrition. They work through three primary mechanics. One, dissolving only struvite, okay? Struvite stones are unique because they can often be dissolved entirely through diet. By creating highly acid urine and strictly limiting magnesium and phosphorus, the diet causes the stones to literally dissolve back into the urine over several weeks. Two, reducing supersaturation. These diets are formulated to achieve a low relative supersaturation. By controlling minerals and encouraging water intake, the urine becomes undersaturated, meaning it is chemically incapable of forming new crystals and may even help prevent exciting ones from growing. And three, pH optimization. As mentioned, these diets maintain a preserved pH range that is hostile to the formation to both of both struvite and calcium oxalate. And the new mechanism for it's especially prevention and recurrence. Once stones are removed or dissolved, staying on a maintained urinary diet is crucial. These diets provide a long-term controlled environment that prevents the perfect storms of high minerals concentration and improper pH that lead to the stones in the first place.
So just as a, maybe like a final follow-up, so you usually maintain them for lifelong on those maintenance diets?
This diet in Brazil is used from one month, for example. And this this recommendation is more month to therapy for treatment, because this dissolution of struvite, for example, it needs to more time for 1, 2, 3 months, and it's not nutrition that we see. The other factor important in urolithiasis is environment, is behavior. So my clients talk to me to behavior. This cat is aggressive or altered to environment, to como é que fala mudança, meu Deus, to 1 minute, to change of environment, of housing, And this changes promoting a stress that promoting a rheumatosis, extravicted, oxalated, and the calcium oxalated isn't dissolving for cat diets. So after surgery, is recommended that 1 month, 2 months. Oh.
So thank you so much, Dr. Pierini. So we are at the end of our episodes. And so thanks so much for the very interesting information, and hope to see you again on our next podcast. So that concludes another episode of the Pet Food Science Podcast, presented by Wise Nanics. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to stay updated on future episodes. Until next time, this is Jan Sugodolski from the Pet Food Science Podcast signing off. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without a time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on more $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.